Declan Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines in order. Do not hang up. First in line, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. I'd like to direct this to Gary of Sussex. If the right-wing extremists can't comprehend what a our country, they have to go back to school and read. That's why that happened last night. This is not a political move. This is not Biden directing the FBI. This is the FBI protecting America and its right to democracy. People have to understand that. On the same note, I'm telling everybody, be a little careful today, because there's a lot of heads that are exploding right now. They can't comprehend democracy in action, and they may, things could happen. So just be aware of it. Go a little lighter today. Just realize that our country's at a point in history we've never been. And because of that, just be aware of what goes on. Thanks, and have a safe day.
Yeah, excellent comments, Bill. Thanks. Dan Emanuel, my friend, you are next up in line. What's in your mind today, Dan?
All right, about the same thing, I guess. About Gary there going off. I don't know why he's so mad. He must be a millionaire if he's a Republican. But, the FBI raids criminals. So if he wasn't a criminal, he wouldn't have got raided. And he must still have something they want. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have done it. And lay off of Hunter Biden. Jesus, what's he going to do when all of Trump's kids are in jail? I can't wait for that.
Dan, you should have your own show. I think that's a very good response. Trump's kids should be in jail. Actually, they should. For financial fraud in cheating federally insured banks and taxing authorities in New York and lathering up the insurrection. Dan, thanks for calling. Mark from the SEC, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, the Gary kind of misses the whole point is that Trump took those documents he had no business taking, top secret and some above top secret documents that they don't know what he took out of the White House, how he could be monetizing that information, because Trump would have no hesitation about monetizing that information to profit himself over. I mean, we simply do not know what he took out of the White House. I mean, apparently he was chewing on documents and flushing them down the toilet and... the Republicans are all fired up. Well, they're fired up in support of treason. I mean, the pure and simple, Gary, you got to look at it like that, because Donald Trump committed, I mean, one of his first acts in the White House, if you remember right, this is documented, he met with what was it, Lavrov or the Russian operatives and turned and gave information on an Israeli operative. I mean, that it is just that then had to be extracted. I mean, Donald Trump has committed acts of overt treason, pure and simple. I mean, that,
right.
And that's how you have to look at it. I mean, that it is just, and for the FBI to do it, that's what you do. And I mean, the Republicans are whining when Scott Walker's little minions were getting raided because of the criminal acts he committed during the 2010 election.
Yeah, no, excellent comments, excellent comments. And the truth of the matter is that this outrage is false. It's absolutely false. We're going back to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I think a few people hit the point in response to Gary. The Trump administration was the most criminal administration that the United States has probably ever had. Not only is his inner circle and his family, all someone needs to do is read down the list of the 90 people that were pardoned. They're some of the worst criminals you've ever seen in your life. Law after law after law broken. And so many of these people would just pardon and let off with a slap on the wrist. They're really lucky we're a nation of laws. And a lot of countries, after Trump and his cronies tried to overthrow the government, on January 7th, that would have been the end of them. They wouldn't have gone to court. They wouldn't be dealing with the Justice Department. They just would have been taken out and seen for the traitors and the treason that they committed. Turning to the election, I just wanted to say a few people in my household voted for Peter Pekarsky, A, because he was a sponsor of the station, B, you know, he has that science background, which is much needed in Washington. There's a lot of people there that just don't understand a lot of aspects of things they're making laws on. And then the other thing was just frustration with the other candidates all folding around Barnes. Republican turnout when we voted this morning was very high. I didn't see as much of that on the other side. So I think by doing what we did, we suppressed the vote. But Peter's a great guy, and he supports the station. And there's a lot of Democrats in the state, including Tony Evers and others, that should, you know, take note of that and actually start using this wonderful network that's been put together. It's a little frustrating that, you know, your supporters are on this station and these guys are tuned out. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Robert, excellent comments as always. Yeah, so let me wrap that up. Those are excellent comments from everybody. And I want to talk about Gary of Sussex because he's a, in my view, a principal conservative. But I think that if you analyze what Gary just said, and you've all hit it on the nail on the head, but what he's saying is he outraged and he looks on this as a political event. This was not a political event. Christopher Wray is the head of the FBI. He was appointed by Trump. Trump could have removed him anytime he wanted. Christopher Wray is not a casual or nutty guy. He's a professional. And the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has to sign off on this kind of thing. You know, if this were a low-level deal, a drug thing or something, yeah, low-level people can do it. There's no way that there was a search of Mar-a-Lago without Merrick Garland personally signing off on it, and Christopher Wray signing off on it. And Christopher Wray is a Trump guy, and Merrick Garland is a Biden guy. And they looked at this thing, and then they have to go to a federal judge in Florida. And these federal judges are appointed for life, and they can go to a magistrate as well, and they get 10-year terms, and they're not political, they're not elected. And they look on search warrant affidavits with some skepticism. They go, okay, convince me, man's home is his castle. Under the Fourth Amendment, they are protected from unreasonable searches and seizures. So why isn't this unreasonable? And the affidavit, in this case, a lengthy one, will say, here is the address. Here is the criminality, the statute that was violated. And here are the items we think that this probable cause to believe are there. In other words, this isn't just casual. It could be an undercover informant, or a maid, anybody in there. And they're there. And in this case, all of the responsible journalistic reporting says that this is about his theft of top secret documents from the government. Now, you know, Mark from the SAC had made the point that, you know, is he going to monetize them? My own view is that he will have smoking guns that would badly damage the United States if it was revealed. And when they met with him a year ago, he said, okay, I'll give it back. And he gave them 15 boxes. They looked at them. Some of them were ripped up, and they were classified, but not the real top secret stuff. And okay, do you have anything else? No. Now that, if that turns out to be a lie, is a felony. If he had his lawyers say it, they are going to be in trouble unless they can say Donald Trump told us that there was nothing else. And then Trump's in trouble. And you can say, what about attorney-client? Let me tell you one of the secrets about attorney-client. When you're in law school and you're taking criminal law and you're going to be a criminal defense lawyer, and I've had a number of criminal cases, defense, that I've represented people, good criminal defense lawyers give a final admonition. They say, quote, if things take a bad turn and your client is going to jail, make sure you don't go with them. Okay? End quote. In other words, don't conspire. Don't pass false information just because he says it. And follow. But this is the President of the United States. If they find things, and I'm going to give you a roster of possibilities, some of them that are buttressed by what he actually did. Information that's top secret that would reveal an undercover agent who could be killed in Russia, North Korea, Iran, or China, or Africa. If there is embarrassing private information, sexual or otherwise, or theft on the part of any of our allied leaders or any of our adversaries that would show how we got that information? He compromised an Israeli agent who was in Al-Qaeda, was at their upper echelons, and tipped us off to the fact that they were using liquids now, or going to blow up airplanes domestic. That's why you can only bring 3 ounces on an airplane. You can't bring a quart of liquid on an airplane. You could before that. Trump boasted to the Russians about that. And he was quite sly. He thought, well, I'm not going to tell you how I know. Well, the only way you'd know is if somebody had an agent in Al-Qaeda, and the only ones would be the Israelis, because Al-Qaeda, they're Arabs, they're Sunnis, and the Israelis know them very well. And they had to yank the guy or he would have been killed, tortured. And we had a guy who was in Putin's inner circle, one of his trusted confidants. And the CIA removed him, because extracted him, because they knew that Trump would shoot his mouth off about some information that Putin would know could only have been shared by the guy. So if they find this from Trump, he should be prosecuted. The law is the law. No man is above the law. This isn't a king in the Middle Ages. And I think the Trump people out there should understand that this is not political. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me.